People can manage to effortlessly solve a problem in a social situation, but struggle when it is presented as an abstract logical problem. We tend to use different mental machinery, so-called modules, in different situations. Our brain lacks a central, all-purpose computer that starts with logical rules and applies them equally to all possible situations. And as I've said, we can commit a logical mistake in reality, but not in the classroom. This asymmetry is best visible in cancer detection. Take doctors examining a patient for signs of cancer. Tests are typically done on patients who want to know if they are cured or if there is recurrence. In fact, recurrence is a misnomer. It simply means that the treatment did not kill all the cancerous cells, and that these undetected malignant cells have started to multiply out of control. It is not feasible, in the present state of technology, to examine every single one of the patient's cells to see if all of them are non-malignant. So the doctor takes a sample by scanning the body with as much precision as possible. Then she makes an assumption about what she did not see. I was once taken aback when a doctor told me after a routine cancer checkup, "Stop worrying, we have evidence of cure." "Why?" I asked. "There is evidence of no cancer," was the reply. "How do you know?" I asked. He replied, "The scan is negative." Yet he went around calling himself doctor. An acronym used in the medical literature is NED, which stands for No Evidence of Disease. There's no such thing as END, evidence of no disease. Yet my experience discussing this matter with plenty of doctors, even those who publish papers on their results, is that many slip into the round-trip fallacy during conversation. Doctors, in the midst of the scientific arrogance of the 1960s, looked down at mother's milk as something primitive, as if it could be replicated by their laboratories, not realizing that mother's milk might include useful components that could have eluded their scientific understanding. A simple confusion of absence of evidence of the benefits of mother's milk with evidence of absence of the benefits. Another case of Platonicity, as it did not make sense to breastfeed when we could simply use bottles. Many people paid the price for this naive inference. Those who were not breastfed as infants turned out to be at an increased risk of a collection of health problems, including a higher likelihood of developing certain types of cancer. There had to be in mother's milk some necessary nutrients that still elude us. Furthermore, benefits to mothers who breastfeed were also neglected, such as a reduction in the risk of breast cancer. Likewise with tonsils. The removal of tonsils may lead to a higher incidence of throat cancer, but for decades doctors never suspected that this useless tissue might actually have a use that escaped their detection. The same with the dietary fiber found in fruits and vegetables. Doctors in the 1960s found it useless because they saw no immediate evidence of its necessity, and so they created a malnourished generation. Fiber, it turns out, acts to slow down the absorption of sugars in the blood and scrapes the intestinal tract of precancerous cells. Indeed, medicine has caused plenty of damage throughout history, owing to this simple kind of inferential confusion. I'm not saying here that doctors should not have beliefs, only that some kinds of definitive, closed beliefs need to be avoided. This is what Monodotus and his school seem to be advocating with their brand of skeptical empirical medicine that avoided theorizing. Medicine has gotten better, but many kinds of knowledge have not.